In the name of the most compassionate, the merciful, the Lord of the universe, that we gather together again to hear the word of God and realize that the word of God have come to man again, and man is still working in the world and absolutely destroying one another, and still for selfish reasons having wars and destructions when the way to peace has given to them, but the words are not heard or given enough attention, and we are still living 2,000 years ago or before. Humans have not reached the highest realization that they are brothers and sisters, that God has created them all equal, that they have each essence of God in them, that man has to become civilized, to become godly, to become one with the essence. Again, God has given humanity the way out of their destructive tendencies and disunity and a small vision. They have to expand their vision and see that there is only one God, one humanity, one revealer, and one under one God. This is the message humanity has to bring to their hearts, to their life, to their mind, to their understanding, and realize and recognize there is only one God, and we have come from the same essence, from the same beginning. We are not separated in any way, shape, or in any possibility. The only reason we separate us from each other is our ego and our destructive tendencies, and not realizing that when we separate ourselves from the rest of the universe or humanity, we separate ourselves from our own essence and self. And when we bring suffering to other people, or other people bring suffering to us, it is we who will suffer for it, no one else. And the law of the universe works fine and is just, because God is just. Therefore, humans have to realize this truth and bring this thing in their hearts, in their lives, in their relationships, in their communities, and on earth. That is when the peace comes. That is when the unity comes. That is when we will have an earth that have a greater vision, and that expands their little egos to cover the whole universe, and therefore go out of this unity and little visions that has been revealed in this revelation. Not only we are from the same essence, also all the revelation of God have come to humanity from that the same essence. There is no separation between religions. There is no separation between man and man. And there is only one God, one humanity. And this is the message they have to understand and become one with. They have to create environments that every man, woman, and child have their physiological and safety needs taken care of. Therefore, they can concentrate in the higher things to know themselves, to know their essence. And knowing the essence is really not something that you sit in your room or go to the top of the mountain and you feel good about yourself. and therefore you feel that you have progressed. It depends, it shows how much you give in your life for a greater ideal, for a greater reason, for a greater vision. The more you are attracted to the greater visions and you are willing to work for that vision, the greater realization and realized person you are. The less you will see great visions, and the less you participate and help with the great vision, you have not progressed in your spiritual life. That's why God said, you know them by their fruits. Simple, right to the point. If they give fruit, they have progress. They have come closer to God. And those who have not or do not give fruit are like the fig tree full of leaves but no fruit in them, and they will wither away. The past has been revealed. The revelation has come to humanity, and they have been called to come and join and see. And those who have progress in their lives for many, many lives, willing to see the vision clearly and understand that this is the path to salvation for them, for the neighbors, and for the whole earth and the universe. Therefore, go. Look at our website, come here, ask questions. Let us reason and see the truth. And expand your vision to a point that you can become a great realized person for God. So we can see that we have all given the highest truth and the guidance for us to go, progress, and thread the path to pure consciousness or salvation. And now it is our decision again to go with the ego and separatism and destructive ways of man, or go deeper level and see this unity and come together and also teach others to come and see this unity and vision. We will give this message over and over and over again to humanity with our last breath. So maybe the seed fall in good ground eventually, and those good grounds give great fruits and come together with us and reason together and see the vision and become co-workers and friends, so we can manifest this wonderful thing that has come to humanity. Those who separate themselves with anything on earth from one another, they indeed are separated from God. Those who see this unity and work towards the betterment of life for man everywhere, not only this earth, but in the whole universe, because they want to create an environment that the whole universe march toward the unity and pure consciousness, and they work for it, and they are willing to go through the eternal divine path, they indeed have a very good grip of the truth and the reality of life and why they have been created in this universe, and that's why they are here to see this vision, to understand the plan of God, and then, of course, because they are great souls, they are willing to forego everything for it and progress toward that ultimate goal, a realization. Therefore, those who want to fight and say things that we can right now see on the screen, they have no understanding of the truth, and they have not seen how God has foretold the coming of this truth, and our resume of godliness is impeccable. And therefore, those who really want to know the truth, they will. And those who don't, they will be farther fall off from the path and will go to a greater degree to delusion of separation from God, and their ego is satisfied by coming here and yelling and then leaving the room instead of staying, discussing and reasoning with us why they feel the way they do. And we have provided ourselves or availed ourselves in this media for everybody to come and discuss with us. That is what this room is called, the conversation room. The whole idea is, converse with me, come to the mic, let us talk about why you think I am a big fake. Prove it to me that I am. I will be the first person who will drop this mission and what I do if somebody proves that I am a big fake. But just saying it doesn't make it the truth. When truly it's been revealed to all those who have seen the vision, this is from God. This is the fulfillment of the revelations and the word of God and opening of the seven seals and revelation of the book which was filled with the seven seals, backed up with the prophecies and genealogy and all that. So prove it to me what you say. Come here. Prove to me that this is a fake mission. This is a fake revelation. Then, of course, you will be greatly okay, the one talking asked, why did he not discuss? And I say he could not. It's very simple. Okay. Well, we agree with you. If you want to discuss, that is why I'm here. Let us discuss. I'm not here to talk and talk and talk. I'm here actually to hear you mostly than talking. Unfortunately, nobody raises a hand. Actually, I'm getting to the point that maybe this media also is not going to work like the other attempts that has been made in the last 22 years. Come and discuss with me. Let us see what the scripture says, what God's words are. Let us bring the greater degree of God's realization. And let us see. It is your scripture. It is based on your Bible. It's based on the word of God. I've not put anything that is not based on God's word. And therefore, those who will see this vision are the chosen one. Those who do not, they will fall off in a greater degree. They just yell instead of discuss and realize and recognize what has been given to them. This is what humanity have to realize. They are not trying to realize at all. We are way, way ahead of them. We have to make them recognize and realize that there is not such a thing as Muslim, Hindus, Buddhists. They're killing each other as a Hindu, as a Buddhist, as a Christian and a Muslim and a Jews and... Why? You're all from God. You're all the essence of the same being. You have made from the same material. Why are you doing this to one another? Why don't you just recognize and realize that essence creates an environment that everybody can grow and progress physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, individually, and collectively. And that is fake. Of course, if you have a big ego, it is. Go ahead, Shirin.
Hello, Maitreya, and everyone. We were reading in a sat song one day this week, and the enormity of a line in there hit me. And as we see the world as it is now, and people coming in and saying these kinds of things, the line in the sat song was about explaining the difference between Isa coming and releasing the grace back to the world, and how Christians say he took the sin of the world away at that time, we know. But the sat song said, at this time, the time of the seventh angel, the time of the seventh seal, the karma of the whole world will be dissolved. And the enormity of that really hit me. I'd like to understand that a little bit better.
Sure. Well, as you remember, at the time of the Garden of Eden, God took the grace. Adam and Eve, or the first humans, as we know, weren't only one Adam and Eve, there were many of them, there were many humans, were made male and female, they both were in the same body. God separated the male and female and made two separate beings that now they weren't as perfect as they used to. Now they feel inadequate and they seek for other parts. And in the process, of course, man fell, and therefore the grace was taken away. And God, of course, struggled with man all through the period before the flood of Noah, and man will not and would not listen to God and would not go to return to him. And also, if you remember, there was a darkness in the beginning, and that darkness still exists in the universe. And when man fell, the grace was taken away, and at the time of the flood of Noah, the decision was to destroy the old man, make the new man, who doesn't have the direct relationship with the spirit, so they cannot use the spirit with their ego for their own selfish desire. And after the flood of Noah, God doesn't have to struggle with man. He has enough of man, as he says clearly in the flood of Noah, that I am not gonna struggle with man. The heart of man is evil. That's exactly what God decided to do. And he said, I will let the wheat and the chaff to grow together to the end time. And of course, he chose Abraham and promised to both his son, the children of Isaac and children of Ishmael, that there is going to be great people come through them, and there will be Messiah, or the prophets, coming from both of them. And of course, Christ came as the Messiah from the Shield of Israel, and the son of the King David, and he fulfilled all the prophecies by coming up to Christ and he being crucified as the unblemished lamb. He pleased God, therefore God released the grace back to man. That is why the Christian is correct. Whoever believes in Christ and understand his mission and follow what he said, not what Paul said, but what Christ said, then they will receive the grace. They will return there to the Garden of Eden. But he didn't bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. That wasn't his mission. That wasn't the reason for him to came. He just came for the reasons that it's explaining, though, what was his mission. And of course, one of them was to release the grace back to humanity. But he took the karma of a few people and healed them and make them walk, see. He walked in water and all those miracles with less exaggeration, of course. And he healed them and established his teaching, but the process continued. The wheat and the chaff continued living together. Still, they had their karma, they killed each other, they destroyed one another, they made and create more karmas. Prophet Muhammad came, of course he brought the revelation of sending a submission to God, and then Bab and Baba, all of them brought the part of the eternal divine path. But this is the time that really the wheat and the chaff are going to be separated. After 12,000 years, after the flood of Noah, the prediction of God is coming through. He let the chaff and the wheat grow together. Now is the time of harvest. It's the time of separating the chaff from the wheat. And therefore, those who have not borne their karma, they will fall off and will suffer for 1,000 years and will not be incarnated. And those who have, or at least are close to burning the karma, will be incarnated, and therefore their karma will be less and less and less, and therefore the purification really has come now. That is what that sentence means. Christ brought the grace, but he did not finish the karma. He did not take the karma of the whole world. He took the karma of few people who healed. Now, we are taking the karma of the whole world and guiding those who have reached the point of the evolution in their spiritual progress to go a little farther, come together, create families of light, live a productive, godly life in the families of light by following the eternal divine path, awaken their spiritual forces, create an environment that everybody can meditate, and bring the higher level of consciousness and understanding to themselves and the community, to sacrifice for it, and surrender and submit to God and his will, not my will, but your will be done, and become universalists. Realize God is everything, and everything is made of the essence of God, and therefore there is no separation between man and man. And of course, this will make them become great sources of a spiritual understanding for humanity, and they will progress toward the pure consciousness. They become rich. They become great beings that God promised he will bring, and now is the time for them to realize and recognize That's the only way to create communist supply. Any other way, any thinking, any way you think it is a good way, or explaining to yourself, is not what God had in mind and was planning and was making progress to this point. So at this point we see that the whole karma, the whole thing has been created or come to the point that the karma of the whole earth now will be shifted. They will be healed. Hopefully one day we wouldn't have any blind or lame or anything. Or they are, at least they realize or recognize why they are, because of their karma, and they can heal themselves. So in this time, the whole world, the karma of the whole world, are taken in the shoulder of this revelation, and there will be progress towards purification and unity by God, with God. So this is that is why we don't heal individuals anymore, and we ask people to heal them, learn how to heal themselves. Even Christ realized that when he healed people, it doesn't last very long. That's what he said, when the unclean spirit leaves the man, he goes and finds seven more vicious than itself and says, let's go back, the house is clean and we can take over. Because the man who Christ or any healer heals hasn't learned how to heal themselves. Therefore, the spirit comes back. The man, in the first place, the man couldn't stop the spirit. But the spirit was in the man and wasn't going anywhere. But now he goes out and finds even worse than himself. And they all come back and the state of man become worse than it was before. Again, this is in the Bible. This is the word of Christ. It's right in the New Testament that God, you know, Christ says clearly that healing other people is not really recommended, but they have to learn to heal themselves. How do you learn to heal yourself? By meditating, understanding yourself, deeply realizing your habits, bad habits, your ego, your resistance to God. The spirit that is not clean and is not willing to, you know, follow the eternal living God. By doing that, of course, you heal yourself. So, the path is given, the way has been given how to heal yourself and take the karma away from you. And that's why this mission is for the whole earth, the whole world, to realize these things and purify themselves towards that ultimate goal. I hope that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, go ahead and follow up. And of course, as usual, if you have other things anybody wants to discuss about the mission, but I hope you understand the teaching first very deeply so we can discuss it in a very deeply. But if you want to talk about your religion and why and where it falls in the mission, of course, you can do that as well. We can discuss that also. Otherwise, I have to continue just telling you about this revelation, how wonderful it is, how it fulfills the prophecies. Could you please explain what was the desire, movement of Rajaguna that caused the operative power to be released in the beginning? Was the desire self-expression or companionship? Well, as we discussed before, really it's just all a speculation. You know what that desire was, because as we said before the creation, there was no awareness of the ego, and these are all questions of a really ego ask these questions, you know, what is my motivation of doing something, or what is my desire in this situation and all that. But there was no awareness of I know, I do, and I have done. And therefore there is no witness really to clearly tell us what that desire was. The only thing really we can speculate is that there was a disturbance in the equilibrium in the universe. When universe is in equilibrium, equilibrium and have no tension or no imbalance in it, it's a state of beingness. It means it knows, it does, and it has done without really creating the ego of separation, and the unity is in the consciousness. Therefore we can speculate and we can say the desire was, well, I don't think it was the desire. To some of them we can, you know, probably, you know, eliminate and say, well, it surely wasn't the desire, it wasn't the companionship, for example, because God is self-contained as it not depend on any other beings or the desires that we feel in the body, and ego needs companionship because we feel lonely when our ego is separated from God, and also we are separated from other people. If we are one with God, we don't feel lonely at all. We don't really need companionship. It doesn't mean we don't enjoy a good companion and a companion of a good other good godly people. We enjoy them, but we don't need them because God is self-content and He doesn't really need anything. So His expression, self-expression, probably it expresses itself in a collective oneness of the universe, and again that is another desire of I have to self-express myself, and that feels good. So what was that desire? That is the only thing you can say, is there was disturbance in the beingness, collective being, and that of course made everything go out of the balance, and the chaos started. And it doesn't matter what you say that desire might have been. Somebody might does not agree with you, or would not agree with you, and say, well, maybe it wasn't that, or was something else. And that makes sense. It's just like, again, asking, explain to me what God is. There are things we cannot explain. You know, just like, where did God come from? Well, before God was, what was there? What is eternity? Is eternity, really exists? You know, it's beyond human conception of eternity and a being that has been here forever. What forever means? Forever has to start somewhere, and where was that before it? So we can see these questions only can be answered when you experience it. When you experience eternity, when you experience infinity, when you experience, you know, oneness, you know, then you don't even ask questions. You say, yeah, okay. That you can see that question again falls into one of those questions that really we don't have the answer. We can speculate, and any speculation of course will not be accepted by everybody, that we are going to be Venus square one again, and we're not going to be getting there. It's intellectual curiosity that asks, okay, what was that desire? I want to know. But there was no one there. There was no feeling of I know, I do, and I have done. And also, you know, as we create the communities of light, as we create an environment that people can meditate, they can experience that those states, and they can come to you and say, yes, I understand. I really don't need to know, because really those questions doesn't arise anymore in me, because I know the eternity, I know the unity, I know the oneness in everything, and that makes sense and I can discuss it with you, but I can tell you, yes, eternity exists, God exists, and if I'm going to try to explain to you, I can explain to you for the rest of my life intellectually, but it will not help you or anybody. The only way you can really realize it, experiencing God. How that makes sense, I know intellectually it's very hard to, you know, accept something that you cannot explain, because intellect, I was asked that question during a spiritual meeting and told the group, I would ask you today, thank you. Sure, you just tell them a spiritual realization is not an explanation, it is an experience. That's why we recommend everybody to meditate, to awaken their spiritual forces. Tell them that to follow eternal divine path. Tell them that if it was easy to know God and His ways, He didn't have to, you know, prophesy and eventually send this revelation to humanity over and over again. And so we can study these teachings and come to that conclusion ourselves. And humanity at this time needs more to recognize and realize this unity. The humanity needs more to come together and become one in the essence of God, and that is what the plan and the mission of this mission is. These things has been explained again and again for the last 22 years, and now, of course, we mostly like to people to come here and discuss with us. Alpha, asking, is the material is Yeshua or Christ? That is the one that you have to prove it or disprove it to yourself, and don't take any man's words for it. I can tell you that He is, and you might not believe it. As Christ said, they asked Him, are you the Christ? And He said, if I say yes, you won't believe me, and if I say no, I am lying. So the best way to understand if Esau was Christ is to prove it yourself. Did Christ fulfill the prophecies? Did Christ came from the tribe of Judah as was prophesied to come? Did He teach the teaching that God said He will? And if He did all of those things, therefore He was Christ. So you don't have him to ask Him, are you Christ? You say, yes, I know you are, because you have fulfilled the prophecies and all that. So you can see those questions, you know, are on your shoulder to prove it to yourself. You know, Christ proved it to Himself that He is Christ. He knew He was Christ because it came to Him from God, and He received the revelation, and He fulfilled the prophecies. So we can see, you know, nobody should ask a question from another person, do you think you are Christ? But they should go and find it, is He or not? If they have not fulfilled the prophecies, if they have not brought the revelation God said that they will, they're not. As simple as that. If they have, then they are. So it is really up to each individual to prove it to themselves. If you cannot prove it, then either the one who you are trying to prove is not Christ, or you are not elect. It is very simple. You know, God is very simple. He gives the direction very simply to human. How you can know the Christ, and how Christ knows you? You know Christ by His revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies. Christ knows you by your fruit. Isn't that simple? Very simple ways to know each other. I know you by your fruit. You know me by my revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies. And then we can come together and do the will of God. This humanity needs, this what humanity was waiting for, and that is what has come to them clearly. And now, of course, all can hear it all over the world, and it's simple, couple of clicks, go to the PAL talk or internet, go to our website, you can hear it there, you can see it there. Come here, you can hear it, you can see it clearly, that it has come from God. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Indeed, you are right, it was scheme. How many Christ are there? How many Maitreyas are there? And ask those Maitreyas, have you fulfilled the prophecies? Have you opened the seventh seal? Have you revealed the book sealed with the seventh seal? And probably most of them say no, but still we believe who we think we are. So from many who will shall come and call themselves Christ, one of them is the corrected one. That is your responsibility to find out which one. Which one is the corrected Christ? You prove it to me I am not, I will walk out right away from this mission and for what I do. But if you cannot prove it to me and you prove it to yourself that I am correct, then it is your responsibility to follow me, to follow this teaching, to follow this revelation and God's words and scriptures. So we do not put the claim on you without any teaching that you have to search, you have to ask, you have to know. And that is the way of the elect. They will knock, they will ask, they will understand. And all those things you are saying, alpha and all that, these things are explained in the website. It has been explained many times to, you know, to this group or the people who will come from the east to the west. Exactly, you know, he will be born in the east, but he will shine, or the revelation, the lightning will be revealed in the west. And that is, again, a great portion of the prophecies, that this last revelation will come in the United States. Actually, this is the only time a major revelation has come to the West. But all the revelation, all the prophets have come from the East. Actually, all of them come from the Middle East. Okay, all the great revealer of the revelation. And that's exactly happened here too. It came from the east and shined in the west, and now it is here for the western and eastern and northern and southern, all of them come and see that indeed God is the God of his word and revealer of the truth. And all of us, we have to stop our dogmas, our own understanding, and understand God and his words and scriptures. They should stop, you know, just throwing out all this scripture without understanding. It's already fulfilled. It is done. It is gone. It is time to recognize God has fulfilled all the promises he's given. It is now your time to understand and search and realize it is the God of the whole universe. It is not God only of a special group or a specific group. It is not the God of the people who think they are the chosen one, or they think they have the only way, or they think they have the last word. No, it is God that have created all of us. We are all a part of the same essence. And if we stop our cultural influences, if the child, our religion influences, if we expand our consciousness to a point that we go beyond the narrowness that these things brings, then we become a universalist. We expand ourselves to a point we can say, yeah, there is only one essence, everything has come from it. How can he send all these religions separately and we fight one another and kill each other because we think our religion is better than other people and it's only egotism. And therefore these things are given to humanity now, and those who are here or your family or friends or anybody you have the obligation to tell them, to expand them, to make them realize this thing. Okay, Brad asked here, last week we talked about chaos. I read in though that when the universe, some consciousness was divided into infinite unit consciousness, this resulted in self-centeredness. Would I be correct in saying that the self-centeredness and ego caused the chaos because the unit consciousnesses were in a illogical state without a system or path? This is why we have the eternal divine path. Well, yeah, you are correct in that, of course, and also you are correct that ego is the essence of the chaos and destruction, and ego, of course, is the illusion of the separation from God. Just like people on earth right now, they are in illusion that the religion are separated. There is one God, all of them said, there is one God, but he only sent a revelation to us. Or, you know, we are the best one. That's ego. That's an ego trip that separates man from man. And that brings chaos. That brings destruction. The destruction on earth, right now, you know, we can hear, you know, we destroy some people and they destroy us. And then we wonder why they do that, or why do, and they wondering why do we do that to them. And the question is, why can't we just sit together and talk about it and realize how we can improve the situation for all of us? And with peaceful means and understanding one another, bring an environment that we can live all together in peace. They can't do that because their ego does not let them. I have a bigger gun, I can blast you away, therefore I am right. Or you are blasting me away, though I can terrorize you. Therefore, your big gun is not working as well as you think it does. But if you say, okay, let's see, I put my big gun down and you don't terrorize us, so let's come together and see how we can resolve these problems. We are the essence of God, we are from the same place. Your religion has come from the same God as mine, and we can come together and bring the peace to humanity. But we can't do that. They can't. They just go right past each other because they have ego. The ego doesn't let them. And that is, of course, chaos. And the chaos and all the problems on the earth can be traced to ego, to separation from God, disunity, and feeling I'm different than they are, or I'm better than they are, or separation that creates that disunity and destruction. So you are absolutely right. The darkness, that original darkness, was the separation from God. And that brought the disunity and the disease in the body of God. And that is what God has been trying to heal. God is struggling with that darkness to heal it, to bring it back to Godhead, to bring us to that unity. Now this revelation is a step to make human realize there is only one God. There is not 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 100. there is only one God, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. F-I-N-E, in abbreviation, is fine and divine. And therefore, humanity has to recognize and realize that. Now, in this revelation, this gives man in a greater degree to understanding that for the last 12,000 years, man was an illusion. He was receiving this separate revelation, and they thought, oh, I got the best revelation. This new revelation is better than the old one, you know. No, that's just, no, you're not. You're all my children. You're all my essence. You're all here to progress physically, mentally, spiritually, and coming back to me and healing that darkness, that disease body that I have. And of course, 2,000 years ago, he let the chaff and the wheat grow together, because the chaff and the wheat, neither of them had enough power or understanding or direct connection to their spirit to create any problem for God as they did before. They had the direct relationship to their spirit, therefore they could manipulate the external world for their own selfish desires and create even greater chaos and destruction and darkness. So God closed the third eye. We don't even know we have the third eye. We even don't know we have another eye which is more open and understands in a greater degree than these two eyes. We see these two eyes, we get attached to this external world, we are studying our culture, we understand our religion, the preacher tells us what is correct, the mullah tells us what they say is correct, the rabbi says what is correct. Then we come here and blur out all these scriptures on the screen without even understanding what they really mean, when it's already explained in though what they mean. So this is chaos. That is again ego. That my religion is better than your religion. Separation. The moment you say this is better than that, it means I'm separated from you. And that is, of course, again, the ego which creates destruction and separation, and ego feels good. Ego feels good. But if I follow this person, you know, Christ said, you know, you have to come and take your cross and follow me. Now, if you believe in a name, which is not really his name, he never was his name, now you are saved. So I am better. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to take my cross. I can have a miserable life and all that, and not being pure and godly, at the same time I'm saved. How delusional can you get more than that, to not to see the truth of Christ's teaching, who brought the grace? Of course he brought the grace. If you believe in Christ and you understand his words and you follow, you will receive the grace. He is the releaser of the grace. But you have to follow what he said. And you have to know his real name. If you're not pure enough, if you're not godly enough, you cannot even hear the name. You cannot even let the word or his true name, which is not utterable in this external world, to affect you, or you recognize it or realize it. So absolutely humanity doesn't know the truth about God. Now, however, it's been revealed to you so clearly, so precisely, so beautifully. Yes, you are saved by his name, but his name is within you. You can only hear it if you are pure. Even after I reveal it to you, if you are not pure enough, if you do not follow the eternal divine path, you will not hear it either. So you can see that, yes, you are saved by his name, but his name is some vibration, a subtle vibration within you, which is the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and that vibration can only be recognized if you purify yourself. Therefore, we can see human with their ego have brought a lot of untruth thing to humanity, and they think they have the truth when it's clearly revealed not to them. His name cannot be pronounced or uttered in the external world. You cannot heal anybody without that word. And that is why Christ said, many of you will come and call me Christ and tell me that I have healed your name. And I say, I know you not. Because the name you are using to heal is not the name of Christ. It is the name of the Zeus. So we can see that the man is absolutely gone astray. They have absolutely lost the truth of God, and therefore it is necessary for them to receive this truth and guide them back to understanding the depth of God and his realization and his revelations and his work all through history to this point. We can see that man does not know the truth. They have speculated, they have created dogmas, they have created things that is not godly anymore, and now they are explained clearly here to man. And of course we will say this thing over and over. We will have our website ready for you, absolutely free. The revelation has been given to you freely. The only thing you have to do is a couple of clicks, go there and read the truth of the name of Christ. Who was he? The name of Muhammad. How and why did he come? Was he the devil? Was he the person that God never said to come? Was he a pedophile? Or was he from God? Did Christ have wives and children? Or did he stay in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights as he said? And now they say he stayed in Fridays more than Sunday, which is not 3 nights and 3 days. Many, many things that is given to humanity in the wrong way, and they are still following them and they are going their merry ways, and they think they will be spared, especially after this revelation and explanation. They still are hanging into their own little world, which is okay. It is up to God when and how he brings his kingdom on earth, but he will. It will come by more and more people understanding this truth in the depths of their soul and willing to let their soul take over their desires and physical body and longing that ego brings to man. Therefore, the only way for your guidance is the Word of God, this revelation, this understanding of the depth of his truth. Okay, there's a question from Madhava. Hindus don't eat meat. As said in the Gita, how come you do? Maitreya, if you're teaching are supposed to be in line with everything. Well, that is of course a Hindu philosophy. We do recommend people eat vegetables and become vegetarian as much as possible. But it is not something that is greater than not doing sin. You can eat meat and be sinless. That is better than eating only vegetable and sin. If you have a pure heart and you eat meat, this is more preferable than a person who has a dark heart and eats a lot of vegetable. So God searches your heart, not your food. If your heart is pure, work on that. And that is the goal of life, to become divine, to let God come through. It's not the goal that I watch my diet all the time, and if I did something that, you know, is not according to one religion, I am doomed. There is nowhere in the scriptures of God that condemn you for eating meat. And therefore, if you understand this explanation, you won't be that much attached. But it is recommended. The vegetable food is, if you study our teaching, it is clearly says vegetable is for consciousness and it is for flesh. Actually, even in the Bible, it recommends that people eat vegetable in the beginning, and then man falls to the lower nature and become more and more flesh. God said, okay, that's okay, now you can eat God said it's okay, you can now eat meat too, meat is okay. And also, of course, Paul put it another way. He says that, of course, Paul has some truth too. He's not completely void of all the truth. He says those who are not eating meat, they don't have a strong faith, and therefore their faith, because their faith is not strong, they think by eating vegetables they become more spiritual. As I said, yes, vegetable is more spirit, it's more for consciousness, but if your faith is strong, eating meat is okay. Actually, there is no prophet that has come who did not eat meat. All the great religions and founder of great religion, even Christ, you know, he ate fish. We know that for sure. He made, you know, thousands of people eat fish with a couple of fish. So that is a Hindu belief, and of course, you know, not every religion believe in something is the truth, and everybody should follow that. If you are a Hindu and you want to eat vegetable and you don't want to eat meat, that's fine. You can go ahead and do that. Still follow eternal divine path. They're not gonna hold that against you. And if you are not, or a Christian or Jews or a Muslim, and you eat kosher food, we will also accept you, because you know that is what you want to do. And but of course, it is clearly in the Bible says that the pig and the other unkosher food are not good for you. And of course, science knows now, you know, it's not good for you because they have disease in them, but also they are very low, it brings the low consciousness than people who eat them, or they eat them a lot. So the only place God said what not to eat is the unkosher food, like a pig and all those things. But no great prophet came who did not eat meat. And of course, eating too much meat also is not good, because also that the meat is tamasic, and we should avoid tamasic thing as much as possible. But even tamasic food becomes sattvic or rajasic in a very cold weather. If you are in a north of the earth, and you're living in Alaska or Siberia or the very cold weather, first of all, you cannot grow vegetable. There is no ground there to grow vegetable. But even though I starve to death, because somewhere in some scripture somebody said you should not eat meat, or you have to eat, you know, seals or whatever you can get your hands off on that area. So the mission is very flexible about food, and it does not condemn anybody in a situation that you have to be, you know, meat eater. You have no choice, you have to eat meat. So that is probably worse for India, which has a lot of tropical, you know, weather, and you can grow beautiful vegetables and have a very juicy, sweet mangoes and all that. But how are we going to apply that in North Pole? You know? So think, reason, understand. No, just don't accept whatever you have been told. You know, just like a Hindu come here and touch whatever the Brahmin told him or her, and a Christian come whatever father and just, you know, told him, and a Muslim come what the Mullah told them. Think yourself, you don't need them. You have to go beyond those dogmas and narrow understanding of each religion and the preachers that they live in those, you know, religions, and bound you by illogical explanation of the things that may might not apply in other places. Expand your mind. How can a person in North Pole live in vegetable? Huh? Just ask you, I'm asking you. Come to the mic and tell me, or put it in the text. How a person in the North Pole can live? If everybody didn't eat meat, there would be no world hunger. Well, that is the argument that I've heard before. Oh yeah, because a cow had to eat 10 times vegetable to create 10 pound of vegetable to create 1 pound of meat. Yeah, but that 1 pound of meat has a greater degree of protein and more concentrated, you know, thing for the body. So that argument doesn't hold, you know. And also, that's fine, you know, I agree with you to a point. Yes, okay, you know, it's okay to eat, it is good to be vegetarian and eat more vegetable, but if you are vegetarian, you should not condemn those who eat meat, you know. But you say, okay, I do it myself because I want to, and they don't want to eat vegetable only, it's fine. I'm not going to condemn them. I'm not going to say, God never said if you don't, you eat meat or don't eat vegetarian, you're going to go to hell. But if you sin, you're going to go to hell. So which one is better? Eat vegetable and sin, and or eat meat and not sin? And if you are an Eskimo and you are devoted to God, then you will get your food. No problem. All right, that is not a argument that is up. Okay, Imam Mahdi, go ahead and ask your questions. Okay, well, apparently people in the room during the week know Imam very well, and they're telling me that he's not a person really is seeking the truth or understanding, but he's been here and he's not been very nice. I'll let him talk. I want to see what he has to say. Why don't you guys understand him? Go ahead, Imam. Although I have been recommended not to let you do this, but I'll go ahead and let's see what you have to say. Go ahead, Imam Mahdi. I didn't know there was more than one Imam Mehdi, but go ahead. Well, Imam Mehdi, I couldn't hear what you're saying. There was some mumbling there. I couldn't see what you said. Go ahead and if you want to repeat it, go ahead. Or if you don't have anything to say, then we go on with our conversation. Go ahead. Did anybody understand what you said? Okay, sure, yeah, go ahead and write it down on the text then and see what you got for us, and we go from there. But if you are a Muslim, you would know in our teaching that it clearly explains that Prophet Muhammad was not the last prophet. He was last in the sense of he brought the highest flourish. Spiritual realization, and he is the seal of the prophet, because he finished the spiritual realization for man, and at the same time he is the sign in the greatest sign. Islam is at the very top, like a seal in a ring. So you can go to our website and understand about Islam. I was Muslim, but I'm not Muslim, okay? Or Islam. I am Zoroastrian now. Okay, great. How could you become Zoroastrian, Imam? Zoroastrian don't let anybody to join them. That's interesting. Can you come to the, or write how Zoroastrian let you in? Because I heard the Zoroastrian don't accept any new convert. Because Ayatollahs kills a lot of mankind. I changed my religion. How could you? Okay, that's my question, Imam. How did you change to Zoroastrian? Because Zoroastrian don't let you become a Zoroastrian unless you are a Parsi or born in Zoroastrian family. Of course, it was not so in the beginning. They would let people go into the religion, but because they went to India and Indians didn't want them to convert anybody, I believe in Shah Bahram will come make peace. That is him, Imam Mehdi. If you go to our website again, you will read about the prophecies from Zoroastrian religion. And that prophecy is already fulfilled. And you can go to our See Our Prophecies page. Yeah, that's it. I said that is. Yes, Imam Mehdi, go to our website and see the prophecies by Zoroastrian religions, and you will see that that is also fulfilled. It's been fulfilled. And Zoroastrian also are called to come and join the mission. You don't have to be a Zoroastrian, you don't have to be a Muslim, a Jew, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or a Christian. You should become divine. That is the goal of the life, to become divine by following the eternal divine path, or realizing that you're like Baha'is. Then Baha'i says same thing you do. No, we don't. That is another misconception that is brought up here many times. Baha'i says that all religions basically are the same. We do not say that. We say each religion has a specific revelation, a specific message for humanity, and it's absolutely different what the Baha'i say, and we are not the same as Baha'is. Actually, Zoroaster did prophesy of coming of this revelation. He clearly says after 1200 years after the coming of the Prophet from the Arabia, they will rise, you know, the Shah Mehdi, the one that you are talking about. So he has prophesied, and the timing is exactly the same as Zoroaster said will happen, and it has happened. Where is Mr. Maitreya? This is him. Why can we not see him? You can see me, my picture in the website. It is there. My videos are there. My words are there. My picture is there. You can see me. Of course, if you prove yourself you are an elect, you can even work with me closely and be with me very closely. But you have to be an elect. You have to be called for. Are you saying that you are from Iran? Yes, I was born in Tehran in 1944, and I came to the United States in 1973, and I've been here, of course, since then. Of course, actually, now I've been here in the United States longer than I was in Iran. So are you Imam Mehdi? You can say that. You again go to our website. Or are you Qaimullah al-Mahdi? Yes, that is what the Muslims are waiting for. Go again to our website and study about the teachings and prophecies of Islam, and you will see that it has been fulfilled. Qaimullah al-Muhammad. Yes, I am from the genealogy of Prophet Muhammad, and that's also fulfilled clearly to this point. And you will see it's an amazing thing that God has done for humanity to make it very clear that God exists. All these things is not for my ego to sit here and say, yes, I am all these things. It is for glorifying God. Indeed, this revelation is the revelation of the glorification of God. Sunnis believe that second Imam Hussein, yes, my name also is Hussein. Actually, my name is Muhammad Hussein, and also that name goes with my part of this fulfillment. So we can see again, anything you believe is fulfilled. Are you fifth Buddha? Yes, that is what's called Maitreya. Maitreya is called the fifth Buddha, and Buddha said after 2500 years after his revelation and teaching, Maitreya will come to humanity and will teach. Not only man, also God will benefit from his teachings and from his revelations, and that is exactly what's happening. Are you Bab or Baha'u'llah? I am Bab, and Baha'u'llah of course was the twin prophet who have been prophesied to come and further the revelation by Bab, and Bab of course went through a lot of tribulation and destruction, and if Baha'u'llah hadn't come, we would not have known about Baha'i teaching in the West. So the mission of Baha'u'llah was to bring the teaching of Bab or whatever left of it to the West, and of course now it is here, and it is a part of our teaching also. So we can see all of those things that is been said. Do you like Baha'is? Well, I like everybody as far as they are godly and they do the God's will and they understand they are essence of God. You know, I do not discriminate. I do not look at them as a man, woman, child, male, female, Christian, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'is, Parsis or Zoroastrian. I'll look at them as human being, as a part of God. If they are good people, then I like them. They are good Jewish people. They are good Baha'i people. So you don't kill mankind. No, I don't kill mankind. Actually, I am trying to stop mankind killing each other and stop having all these destructive tendencies that is going all over the earth. Where is your location now? It's in United States of America. Where are you at, Imam Mehdi? Are you in Iran or you are somewhere else? So Sufyan Islam, they say, and when come, there will be one. I am in Iran in a Shah. Ah, wow. Why are you in the Shah? Because you are a Zoroastrian. Shah means well. So are you in the Shah and you have a computer in the well and you're connecting to us through the computer from the well? Okay, so you're running a well of mullahs in Iran. Okay, how can you have a computer in the well, in a Shah, Muhammad? I mean, Imam. And I hope you get out of the Shah and start preaching this teaching to Iranians and let them know that, well, as well as you have access in computer. Who is Velas? Okay, they will kill us. Okay, but I thought Iranian government accepted the Zoroastrian as a accepted religion because it was before Islam. But I haven't been in Iran for many years, so I don't know too much what's going on there. But I thought they accepted the Zoroastrian. Anyway, we will see that even people in different countries that are in trouble because of the religion. Well, they still will is saying they kill all minorities. Okay, that is terrible because, human again, minorities also are a part of God. They are also have the essence of God. We are so scared of Ayatollah. Okay, well, that's too bad. That's really sad to hear that humanity still kill each other because they believe a little different than another person, and this is the end of those who call themselves whatever religion they are in. Any religion who does not have the tolerance and ability to see the essence of God to everybody else and realize that God is everything, that religion of course have reached its end. They still do not realize that, and then they continue believing they are the chosen one and God is with them when God has left them long time ago. Can I ask you a question? Since you are Imam Mehdi, can you tell us when Ayatollah will be killed in Iran? Iranians took their government back. Well, it will happen. I don't know if they're going to kill them all or then what is better than us than they are if we kill everybody that do not agree with us. It will happen when the tribulation comes to humanity, which is coming fast, and it will happen when most of the humanity will accept this new revelation and create an environment. Then we have enough backing of humanity so we can bring the kingdom of God on earth, and when that happens, of course Iran is a part of it, and that will be benefit, and maybe even Ayatollah eventually realize that there is more revelation to come after Prophet Muhammad, as he said he did not reveal everything. So will Iran become a democracy? Well, it will become a God's system. Democracy is not perfect, as the theocracy is not perfect. West is not perfect, as the East is not perfect. The only perfect system and way is the God's way and God's system. So you are Baha'u'llah. Well, in that incarnation I was Bab, so you are Imam Mehdi. Yes, that is what the revelation and all those, that, as I said, this thing you have to prove it to yourself, Imam. You can go and prove it to yourself through our website and see the truth of our claim. So the claim is, yes, I am. So, but am I or not is up to you to go to prove yourself if I am or not. And it is really saddening to see that humanity in 21st century still are afraid of each other and create an environment that the people have to be afraid of the authorities and the government. You know, the government is supposed to create an environment that the people can flourish and progress and become greater people than have such a fear of them. And when a body or a system come to that point, that system or body is not good any longer. Mr. Maitreya, can you tell us, do you work with Baha'is or Babis? What is your view of Baha'is? Bab was prophesied to come. He brought the message of the universalism. If you study our teaching, there is seven messages that will be sent by God, seven seals. The first message is awakening of spiritual forces, which is mystical paths, like Buddhists, Hindus, and all the mystical paths like Kabbalahs and saints in Christianity and Sufis in Islam. The second seal is the creation of the communities of light. The third seal is sacrifice to create communities. The fourth seal is to surrender and submission, which is Islam. And the fifth is universalism, which is Baha'is. And sixth was the seal of the elect who follow these five steps. And seven is the revelation now we have brought to humanity. And therefore, you know, they are a part of the revelations of God. So Baha'is also have some truth, but they are as dogmatic now as any other religion. We have a lot of Baha'is that even oppose us instead of realizing that we are their friend. Do you believe in Sufism? I read book of a Diamond Heart by Ali Hamid Almas. Sure, Sufis are the mystical path of Muslim. When Muslim Islam become very rigid and legalistic, there was a branch created or emerged from it as Sufis who meditate, and sometimes they say Anallah means I am God, and they also recognize the oneness of the universe together. So you Imam should give and take this, that now that you have the access to the computer, go to our website. I'm sure people have posted the website for you many times. Even I can see you right there, Banananda put up. You can click on that, go there, study, give the good news to people of Iran and let them know that indeed they will be freed one day when everybody else is also freed. And this message for the whole humanity. Talib Almasi, Diamond Heart, please read it. Okay. Well, you and everybody else in the room, thanks for coming, and God bless you all, and see the vision, see the truth, expand your consciousness, reach out again, reach out to humanity and give this message to every man, woman and child. I'll leave you all to God. I will see you next week. Salam everybody.